From Deep Inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to part two of the Defrag Tools Trivia Challenge. I guess we're calling it DTTC. I don't know. We just made that up right now. But if you missed last week's episode, go back and check that out because we are picking up mid-game. Let's go and do a quick re-intro of our contestants, starting from the left.
Hi, I'm Raymond Chen. I have a website that I started in 2007. For some reason, has yet to be pulled off the air.
The old new thing.
The website in 2007? You were ahead of the game.
That's like crazy.
I'm Casey Levson. I work in Windows.
And I'm Larry Osterman, and I also work in Windows.
We've got the Windows trifecta here, which is good because we're asking a lot of Windows questions.
As is the Defrag Tools way.
Let's say hi to our studio audience here. First time ever on Defrag Tools. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Yay! And take a look at the scores where we left off last week. Let me go over here like Vanna White. Hey. So we've got Raymond with 14 points, KC with 18, and Larry leading the pack with 20 points. Wow.
Wow.
Overloading the abyss. Do I need to write zero in front of them all? These are decimal. All right, so Andrew, let's start up with the questions again.
Let's do this.
So and don't go too long, guys, because then we'll go to DTTC3.
Right.
And that would be...
But actually, that might be the one we get it right on, so.
Yeah, who knows?
So it'd be good.
Version 3 is
that's
usually
a direct
good
to video
usual 3
one.
Is
yeah,
the
right,
one.
Directive. And then this editor's cut to make it, you know, 3.1.
That's right.
All right, so we're in the Windows folder. We're talking about commands in the Windows folder. This is a list question.
Like all game shows start.
So, so you will be going around, one answer each, around
okay.
and around.
Oh, okay.
I think Larry had the first list question last time, so Raymond's up first this time.
Okay.
What are the switches available on the command ipconfig?
Let's see. There's slash question mark.
Correct.
Oh, damn.
It's right there.
Oh, you took the easy one. Oh, God.
How many times have you used this in your life?
Slash S. It's been a long time, honestly. It's worked pretty reliably.
Slash S?
I don't know. I'm just making it up. It's a letter. Good.
Okay,
slash release.
Oh, release. Go, Raymond.
Slash renew.
Yeah.
Damn. Yes.
Damn. Seriously, guys. Like,
those are the only two anybody ever uses.
Slash
oh, there's about eight.
There's eight?
There's cheating those, from the audience. Does
I
that...
think we're hitting my limit. I don't know. The audience is like gesturing. He's turned into charades.
They're trying to give us hints by a charades.
It's yeah. Yes.
is that V?
Is it?
V.
Is it my turn again?
I have no idea.
I think
it's
Larry
just
now.
Just throwing out letters.
Oh,
and
no Larry
responding.
Just.
Oh,
no, we're going around. Okay, Raymond. Someone Raymond. Yelled something out.
I did release. Raymond did renew, and it's now Casey's turn.
Yeah, and I've thrown out picking. Several letters, and no one said anything.
Casey's just picking letters, hoping one hits.
She's just picking random letters.
All right, Larry, you're up.
All right.
I believe it's slash A with an adapter name option, which allows you to list the IP addresses for a particular address.
That's not in the help, so I'm going to say no.
It's not. Then it's not. I know there's one that does that, but...
Anything
I
else?
Use it like never.
I open up this random yelling it out.
Is there a slash 4?
Nope.
No.
Is there close?
Yes.
Yes.
4.
Is there?
To restrict yourself to IPv4. IPv4.
4 addresses.
Yeah. Is there a slash Teredo?
Nope.
Teredo?
Yeah.
Cool. I think we're going to have to call this one.
Did we say there was a slash 4? Yes or no?
There is slash all that we've probably all used and forgotten about. There's release and release 6, renew and renew 6. Flash DNS.
Oh!
Registered DNS and display DNS not as common, and then the last 4 I've never used in my life. But yeah, there is a fair.
Never used those last ones, but
it's been a long time since
Flush
I went
DNS.
To
I have.
See, the great thing about some of these other ones is like modifies the IPv6 DHCP class ID. I'm like, I don't even know what that means, and why is ID lowercase in that one and uppercase in the other ones?
Because that's what Microsoft
and
does.
Some of them end in periods and some of them don't.
The
this
periods,
just makes
the
no sense.
Is very annoying.
Oh
God, lower
a rant
point.
Lowercase DHCP.
I think Raymond gets a rant point.
That's just weird.
Actually, the period or no period thing gets me every single time. I'm totally
well, and then you
that.
Have some of them are renew and some of them are purges, like it
release.
It's as if a different person was asked to write What's each chances? One, and none of them coordinated,
all right.
which is pretty much how we do.
That
things.
Is how we do things.
Yeah. So, KC, you're up next. You're first. Net.exe. Originating from NTLM manager days.
Yeah. So just net use. Is that
yep.
So
wait.
Net use then.
Net use. Yep.
Oh, net use. Okay. Yeah.
Net start.
NetStop.
Yeah. Yep. Tell you guys, keep doing
I always take the easy ones that Larry tees up for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
is NetMessage?
Yes.
Is that wins?
Not anymore. NetMessage is no longer there, but it was.
It was there.
Okay, so.
NetMessage was there.
I was going to say I should give double points.
It used to be NetSend as well.
Oh, NetSend. You're right. That's what it was.
It doesn't exist anymore, but I'll give you the point anyway.
Good night. All right.
NetUser.
NetUser, correct.
Oh, NetUser.
Net help message.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes. Well, a very useful one.
Okay, we're just going to use that every time from now on. But
the one you said before, KC.
Wait, I said send or message.
No. The last command.
You.
It's on the screen right now.
Oh, question mark.
Net config.
Correct.
Ooh.
Net view.
Correct.
Yes.
True. Yes.
I'm now pissed because that was my baby.
How about? Wait. Yeah. I'm going to take another.
Seriously,
question.
I owned the NetView command, or at least the
net
service
meeting
underneath it for years.
Net meeting.
Now we're on
net meeting. That's a different product.
I think that's something. Yeah.
Any more? Something to do with
net print.
Oh.
Yes.
Was that one?
Yeah. That was a thing.
I was going to say, what could you do in the early 90s?
Net local group.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Like a great
Raymond. NetJoin.
NetTime.
NetJoin.
NetTime and NetJoin.
Join.
And we've now gone completely off the rails as far as ordering. But
yeah.
Does he get another one? Did I miss
all
one?
Are we all done?
You've had wow, that evened up the scores quite a bit.
All right, there's a couple few more. There's continue, net share, you missed.
How did I miss net share?
I don't know if someone said net file to show the files that are open on your box.
Oh, yep.
I use that.
The terrifying thing is I use a ton of these regularly.
Yeah. And net continue, I don't know if I said that. And statistics.
Like help message?
I don't know.
Help message is like almost every day.
Yeah.
Net files, net share, I use those surprisingly often.
Yeah. All right, you ready? List the hides displayed in registry editor. So I think we're up to Larry to go first here.
Oh, great.
So is it me?
Ones that
are
you
we
open?
We're going to get the two easy ones.
Okay. I'll leave you one, okay?
So when you open RegEdit as a standard user, what are the hides that you see?
You see software.
Yep.
Is that a hive or is
well,
it?
Well, it's not a hive, but it's shown up as software. Shows up at the top.
Let me clarify. I want the name on the screen.
Classes
of
then.
The top level.
Oh, you want
the root nodes.
Oh, you want the root nodes.
That's totally different than hives.
Yeah,
I mean,
Andrew, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Right. The worst thing is I can tell you what they are, but I'm not sure I know what the string.
Blah.
What?
H key blah.
Oh wait, there's H keys.
Yeah, H key underscore.
That's what he's looking for.
You want H key underscore local underscore machine.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Raymond.
H key users.
Thank you.
Yes. That is true.
H key current user. See,
yes.
I left you
that
one.
That was very nice. Appreciate that.
What else is there?
H key classes root.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
One more.
H key performance data.
It doesn't show.
It doesn't show.
I was going to say.
It's in there, but it doesn't show.
It's the other top level one.
It's like
one
the
more
secret one,
the TLD.
The last one's quite hard. You want to give up? H key current config is the last one.
Who looks at that?
I
was going to say, if I didn't have H key classes root, by the way, they would like revoke my job because I run the comm team.
Yeah.
And H key classes root is where the comm catalogs live. So
that's your thing.
My team would like I don't know, rain scorn down on me if I was to miss that one.
All right, you ready?
You'll have to find some
advert
other
campaigns.
What?
Campaign.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Are you ready? What version of Windows used Madonna's Ray of Light?
That was Windows XP.
Correct.
Nice.
Then we had to scrap it.
Why did we scrap it?
The original ad campaign involved people jumping in the air and flying.
Yes.
And then September 11th, 2001 happened.
Yeah.
And then all flying metaphors had to be cut.
Yes.
Wow. All right, you ready? This one's going to be a fast one. Ready? What band features in the Windows 95?
Who got it first?
That was Rolling Stones, Start
and
Me Up.
And a bonus point for the song name?
She said, Start Me Up.
All right.
25.
As requested, codename round.
Codename round.
You missed the question.
Did I? No, I didn't. I think two.
What? This is an audience question.
Oh. Audience Ooh. Question from Graham McIntyre.
Yes. Does that mean the audience gets a point?
Audience question from yes. Defrag Tools alum.
Windows 95 CD came with a music video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it came, yeah, it came with a few.
It was Edie,
it came with a few.
Edie Brickell.
Let's
Brickell.
Name them.
And,
let's do it.
Good Times.
Good Times, yeah. Yes. I played that.
And then there was Weezer playing one of the songs that was like
Sweater?
A retro Happy Days.
You know it was, correct.
Yes. Oh, was it Buddy Holly?
Yes. Yes.
I listened says, to those
yes,
things
it was Buddy
watched
Holly.
Them.
Yep.
And then, of course, we also had Monica and Chandler teaching people
right.
how to use their PCs.
That I wasn't remember. On
it
the
wasn't
disc.
On the CD, but like
that was a VHS video
a
that you could like
extra.
Buy or yes. like rent from your local mm-hmm. Blockbuster.
In case you needed it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
yes.
Yeah. Your Blockbuster.
I heard that there was a significant volume of product support calls from people who wanted to know who was the performer on the Good Times video.
Really? They liked it that much.
They liked it that much. They wanted to know what the song was and who the performer was. And we told them, just right-click, hit properties. All the artist information is right there.
Nice.
But I guess people hadn't quite figured that out.
I was going to say, why didn't we do ID3 in the acronym section? But yeah.
And why did we put those things on the discs?
Because there was space.
That's part of it, but
there
a lot of it
weird
is also
Bill Plimpton videos. It was to show off the new multimedia
Thank
features.
You.
Oh, multimedia! Do
it
we
was
know
exactly
that
because
on that?
It was because when you build this large, complicated, crazy multimedia subsystem, you got to put some content in there to show it off so people know that
sense.
Windows can play videos.
Because people weren't downloading it.
Because we put videos on the disk.
Because clock.avi just wasn't really showing it off
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Clock
it's also why there's all those MIDI files in the System 32 directory.
Right. Canyon.mid, baby.
Canyon.mid.
I think it still maybe exists in the
it
product.
It may still be there.
No, I think OneStop showed up and like took over.
Ah, it could be. I don't know. Somebody will have to go.
He's trying to.
I tracked down the person who actually checked in OneStop to ask, why did you check in OneStop? Yeah. I think Aaron Margosa says that OneStop MIDI file is a security hole, because if you can trigger it to be played on somebody's machine, you will drive them crazy.
Psychological warfare.
The check-in comment for checking in OneStop was, replace old bad MIDI files. So whatever, however bad you think OneStop was, the other ones were even worse.
Oh.
I will say, if you play them on a good enough synthesizer, they sound okay. The problem is everybody had these like Sound Blaster cards with two op FM synthesis. This is my synth nerd thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
All right. Before we start the codename round, do we want to do a score check?
Score check. We have a very close match here. Raymond, 26, tied with KC at 26, and Larry just a point ahead.
And the audience
a lead to lead. I'll
leads.
Take it regardless.
He has a
and when the audience is on four.
Now
right?
And the audience may have
cheat.
A couple points, too. We'll put them down here.
It's okay.
Know.
This is the part where I'm going to start
audience.
Losing it.
All right, you ready?
Audience has about 4 points.
Codenames.
At least.
All right, codenames. This is all Windows client versions. We just want the name of the Windows edition.
We're back to toss-ups?
Yep.
Wait.
Whistler.
Oh, the slide, dude.
Raymond.
That was Windows XP.
Correct.
This is very annoying.
Threshold.
Oh, I think Casey got
Windows 10.
Yep.
Windows 10.
RTM specifically, yeah.
First Windows.
First Windows 10.
Ooh, we have a three-way tie now.
Ooh.
It's getting close.
Snowball.
Ooh, I didn't see.
Raymond. I thought it was Raymond.
Yeah, I thought it was Raymond.
I heard it.
I think so.
That was Windows for workgroups, 3.11.
I was going to say.
Yes.
That was
correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't
glad
know
you got
that,
the 1-1, because 3.10 was a different
Because we did also have a hardware product codenamed Snowball that had something to do with IR. I think it was IR receiver.
IR Blaster for the Windows XP Media Center.
IR Blaster, yeah. I couldn't remember if it was the blaster or the receiver.
The nickname we had in the product team for Windows for workgroups was Windows for Warehouses, because it wasn't selling well.
Oh.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
All right. I used Windows for workgroups throughout my whole uni career. That was my desktop.
It came with an Intel Ether Express card and a screwdriver.
All right, you ready? Blue.
Ooh.
Oh, that was close.
I think that was Larry.
I'm gonna say Larry.
Yeah. Okay. Windows 8.1.
Correct.
Yes. I had a T-shirt. may have worn it on
Chicago.
Okay, hold on. This wasn't fair.
Yeah, it's good.
Because Chad was sitting there talking about his awesome T-shirt, and so these guys were distracted Chad and didn't get a chance to notice Andrew had done Chicago, which of course was Windows 95.
We'll give everybody a point.
I think
that really wasn't fair because all of us would have chimed in on that one.
I'm everybody from Chicago, so
I did not know that.
They're also a band that we didn't use.
But Chicago, and I believe this was why it was codenamed Chicago. Chicago was the company meeting entertainment band at Key Arena.
Really?
In 1994 or 93 for the Microsoft company meeting, we brought Chicago in to play as the entertainment for the company meeting.
Pretty big name.
This was back when company meetings were cool.
Yeah.
We don't even have them anymore.
I was going to say.
Nope.
Yeah. You know, going back to the codename of Blue for Windows 8.1, the funny thing is that one of the little bonuses that the product team gets when they ship a product is a little sticker that goes on a little plaque, a little Ship It award. And the sticker for Windows Blue was yellow in color.
My favorite of those is the threshold one for, you know,
it might have a ninja cat on it.
All right. Now we're diving into the archives. Amy and I toured the archives and found some old crap
valuable relics of a prior era.
Microsoft memory.
And so this is from the archives. All right. What was the first Microsoft patent, whichever way you say it?
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Now I have a clue.
I'm going to have a random guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be the pop-up ad.
The pop-up ad?
It just says a lot about Raymond that we're like, well, okay. Raymond says it. It must be true.
I'm with him.
Who am I? You want a hint?
Yeah. Hint.
It was used with these developer tools that were went on Xenix.
Wow.
The Lucite block?
Xenix developer tools?
It's the Blivet. Did we patent the Blivet?
You don't
trademark
the Blivet.
I'm sure we trademarked it. Somebody said Lucite. Lucite?
It's Lucite?
No.
Oh.
That's close, though.
Okay.
The patent is for the packaging.
Oh, my God. Oh, actually, honestly, I could totally believe it because those packages were pretty damn cool. They had this clamshell opening thing.
Oh.
Point was that when it opened, it held the manual for you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
All right. The next one is a list question again. We'll go around the table. I forgot who we're up to.
Casey starts.
Give me the easy one once.
All right. I'm going to be clear about this. What are the developer products? So I have my own personal box that we're going to
read them off. A 14th of a tree right there.
The front of it. Well, I don't believe that that's... Oh.
Wow.
But they're printed on the front.
They are, and I got rid of it in the picture.
Okay.
So
this has been photoshopped.
Photoshopped their names off.
Hold on. If he's photoshopped it, why can we trust the contents if he's photoshopped it?
Because I have a box.
Yeah.
Still in the shrink wrap.
I'm going to go start with, the Visual Studio IDE. It's got to be.
No, just that's the languages and stuff.
TFS and VSTS? Is that like the
look at that number.
Six. I think this predates
that. Sorry.
Six.
All right.
We're at like 17.
I'll start with VB.
97 or something.
The telephone hasn't been invented.
VB. It was VB6,
Visual Basic.
Right?
Visual Basic 6. This was the last edition of Visual Studio. VB6.
VB.
Yeah. Go, Larry.
Oh, sorry.
C++.
C++, correct.
C++.
Front page.
No, that was not included.
Too late.
Too early?
It was not included in this package.
Okay.
Wow.
The front page was a separate product.
We thought we could get
five pages.
I was going to say
product.
Front page was a separate
product. Fortran? No, like Fox.
Oh, Fox Pro?
Fox Pro. No.
Correct.
I don't know. Like, what was
Fox Pro? Correct.
Pro was
is
in
it seriously in yep. Oh my gosh.
I had no idea Fox Pro was in
that. That's almost worth 2 points.
I think it was. Yeah.
There's three more.
I was going to say
two more languages and one more product that helps you.
VC6 would not have had C sharp in it.
No, that was
because it was predate. That would have been VC.
That was .NET.
.NET,
which is the next release.
This release was predominant for 3 or 4 years.
I said C++. C?
No, it's C++. C++.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they call those out separately.
There was a language at the time that was vying for C++'s dominance.
Java?
So it was called.
Do we have Mazem?
What was it called?
Was Mazem in there?
Well, this is on the front of the box I'm talking about. We don't say Mazem on the front of any.
No, hold on.
Microsoft Assembler.
No,
was CodeView.
I'm talking about the main ones that were.
CodeView.
It wasn't called Java. It was called
J Sharp.
Oh, close. No, close. J Sharp is
.NET.
It's J Sharp was
Java. It's Java.net.
No, it wasn't Java.net.
That was an audience member. Go for it.
J plus.
Total. I mean.
Audience gets a point.
And C Sharp is named C Sharp because it's 4 plus signs put together.
Right. That's it's like J hashtag.
It's C++++.
All right. So there's a web one left, and then there's something to help you.
Web one. They have
And it wasn't front page.
No, front page was front page.
Well, I mean, it would have ASP. We had IIS and ASP. Could it have been something there?
Like Visual Interdev.
Oh,
gosh. I forgot about that one.
And Visual Source Safe.
VSS.
It was VSS. I was going to say VSS, but I couldn't remember what the bloody product name was.
Visual Source.
I'm just glad it wasn't InfoPath.
Yeah.
Wow.
Visual Source Safe.
All right. So this is the Enterprise Edition.
I can't believe I got Fox Pro.
This is the Enterprise Edition.
Impressed. That was really.
That was
a long time.
We wanted to call everything Office, so the server tools were called Back Office. Mm-hmm. What were the Back Office
Okay, that one's way easier.
Is it?
For Casey and I, this should be pretty easy. Go. We're both
still that version.
Casey, you're up.
Snap?
What's snap? I have no snap is.
Well, snap. You don't know snap.
Wait, you don't know snap? How can you not know? SNA server.
Oh, SNA server, yes.
You
said snap,
right?
No, I said snap.
SNA server.
I promise
she
I meant
totally went to SNA server. That's exactly what she's talking about. Exchange.
Yes.
I don't even know what SNA server stands for.
I don't even know what it is.
Systems Network Architecture.
Yeah, that tells me nothing.
Okay.
Host Integration Server.
Also tells me nothing.
Right? It wasn't inside this box.
The Host Integration Server was another version of SNA server, which was the way you talked to the IBM mainframe.
This is where IIS comes in.
BizTalk? See, you have your eight.
IIS.
No, there's no IIS.
Rain still hasn't given an answer.
Pre-IIS?
There was no pre-IIS. There was nothing.
Yes, there was.
It was like
before IIS.
Before
it was void. Then there was.
There's a big one that you're forgetting. That's still dominant.
I'm intentionally not doing this. We're going around.
All right, Raymond, you got one.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
What's the big one?
Seriously?
So far we've had
I can't believe
SNA
you guys are drawing
server.
A blank on the
big
one.
Seriously, what is it?
SQL Server.
Oh.
SQL Server, yeah.
SQL Server.
Sorry. I'm trying here, to keep with the order.
All right.
Oh, we lost track of that a
lot. The last two are a bit more esoteric. The last two are proxy server site server.
I once had an MCP certification.
The MP4 option pack is what gave you transaction, distributed transaction coordinator. What Microsoft software product had the biggest box?
Wait, is this like a joke because we have printed out boxes for.
No, I'm talking about real physical
boxes. Real physical box.
Sure. Just go on.
That would be Visual C++ 7.0.
I don't have a 7.0, but I'll give you that. It's C++.
I was going to say.
It's that Mongo box with all the manuals. Documentation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you are right, KC.
There has been other boxes that were huge. The laser discs in these boxes are great.
The laser discs.
I was going to say the Activates Barney
box.
That's
a defrag
too.
Activates Barney box was very big.
All right.
All right, next question.
When was Microsoft Flight Simulator released?
I think it was Larry.
I think it was Raymond. No?
Audience, what was it?
Larry, okay.
1983, just before it started.
Then
it would have been 84, because it was out when I started at Microsoft.
No?
Or was that Simlogic's Flight Simulator?
Well, we licensed it.
Sublogic.
Or Sublogic.
Sublogic, but we licensed it.
Based on the copyright, on the documentation and everything else, 1982.
Oh.
Go the other direction.
Very early.
I was, okay.
All right. Just had an off by one.
Was that a DOS version?
It was.
Would have had to be.
But I said it was Sublogix, and we licensed it, and I will totally accept 82. That was, I just knew it was there when I started.
That's what the corporate says.
I do believe there was an Apple II version before.
I think there was. Yeah.
All right, so
because the game looked nothing like that.
Well,
of course it looked nothing. Like that.
Oh, we have a video question.
So we have Paula in the studio. Paula is a InfoSec investigator, and she has recorded a question for us.
You ready? We are totally doomed.
It's not that hard.
Hi, this is Paula Nushkevich from Secure, and I've got a question to you. In what version of Windows Microsoft Solitaire was first released in, and there are bonus points for the year?
I'm afraid now, because I was going to say, did we have it in 3.1? I was going to say 95, because I thought it was point and click. It must have been 3.1.
No,
so it was 3.1, and that would have been, what, like 91? I don't know.
No, but you're close.
Judge says no, 92? But close.
Another person?
I asked the off by one guy.
I'm pretty sure it was 92, actually, that 3.1 came out.
No, it's not the right edition of Windows.
Oh, there's 3.0.
I was going to say first.
There's 3.0, which would have been.
But no one used it until 3.1.
That's true.
Nobody bought it until 3.1.
3.1 was unbelievable. 3.0 was fine, but 3.1 was unbelievable. It had a run rate of 10 million units a month or something like that. It was insane. For a software product at that point, 10 million units a month is insane.
So then the year on that would be, what, 89?
No.
1988?
No, 90. For Windows 3.0.
For 3.0?
91,
90.
I think.
90. Windows 3.0 was 1990.
Do you remember what the game was before Solitaire?
Oh, yes.
I don't know if that's the question.
Oh, yes, that is
another version. We can ask that question. Oh, I don't know. The answer is.
I know the answer.
I know the answer, too.
Oh, man.
I know the answer. I'm sure Raymond knows the answer because he asked the question.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, because it was
reversing.
Which was Othello, but we obviously couldn't use the name Othello.
Because it was probably like Milton Bradley's trademark.
Exactly. And very first app ever running on Windows NT.
Oh,
and but you can at the
at the time, GDI did not support circles and curves.
Wow!
So it was square, black and white rectangles, because they could only draw rectangles on the screen.
Wow!
For GDI and user.
Do you have any like old stories about like gorillas.base or any other?
No. Okay. I don't.
Really kind of fun.
I do remember Gorilla.
So and Donkey.
Who wrote Gorilla.bass? Was it Bill?
Was it Donkey?
Did Bill write
Gorilla?
There were two
games. Gorilla is the banana game.
Yeah.
And Donkey is a drive down the road. Don't hit the donkey.
Don't hit the donkey.
I remember the donkey.
Donkey, he showed off at a company meeting one time. Right. So I remember that one. And he's like, I wrote this old game. And Gorilla, did he write Gorilla?
I think that was one of the lore.
It was in DOS, though. It was in DOS 6 or something.
Yeah.
GW Basic. Gates William Basic. All right.
Gates William Basic?
What?
I always thought it was G Wiz Basic. The official story is that it's G Wiz Basic.
What is in box ASF01635?
This is very specific.
What? This is remarkably specific.
If you know, we went down a random corridor on a random area and put a random box.
Something? Wow.
All right.
That's a hard
I was going to say.
There is a hint.
There's a hint.
It was the second edition of our Asheron's first MMORPG.
Was it Asheron's Call 2? Asheron's Call 2.
Correct, in one day.
Oh, right.
Cool.
And scarily, I just went into my cupboard at home.
I'm not the only one who... I played that game religiously until they shut it down.
You know what's scary about this? I never opened it.
Still in the shadow, I was
going to
say.
I bought it and never played it.
Does it have the Turbine my $10 a month?
It comes with 1 year of Microsoft Play Game Zone.
I was going to the Zone, right?
Yeah.
But it does expire in 2000.
Well, they shut the servers down about 4 years ago, so.
Yeah.
But I played it literally up to the day they turned the servers off.
Wow, hardcore fan.
All right.
Yeah. So I love that game. It's awesome.
I might get Chad to help me here.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I got to come over there.
We are going to unbox...
Unbox? We're doing a live unboxing?
Rinky-dink.
I have one of those in my office.
Oh, it was still in the shrink wrap.
All right. A rinky-dink Windows NT 3.1 Advanced Server Box. Just 25 years, 30 years. 1993?
Sure.
Roughly 25 years old.
Sure.
Yep.
We're going to unbox it, and you're going to guess how many of each media type are in the box.
So wait, you said 93?
As I said, the terrifying thing is that I have one of those boxes in my office, but I've never actually opened it.
Okay.
So bring it out one by one.
Let's pull this out.
All right, the first question is, how many 3.5-inch disks. And we'll give you a clue. It takes up a little bit of space.
I was going to say 35.
Are we doing like Price is Right style here?
What we're going to do is...
Yeah, like who?
Closest without going over?
Ooh, I like
if you're
that.
On the... You can choose... You can guess the same number each. If you're on the money, 10 points.
Ooh.
Closest gets 5 points.
Okay.
All right, positive or negative. And if it's a draw, then it's 5 points each.
All right.
All right.
All right.
So, Larry, you got a number?
34.
So are we going to do that without going over?
Do you want to go? No, we can.
Just go. I was going to say, because I chose one.
Closest.
I'll say one.
Okay. One? Yeah.
Three and
well,
a half
without going
distance?
Over, if we're going to do the
No. We're just back when we ship.
Just closest, so you can go over.
Okay, never
going
mind.
Over is free.
I would guess 28.
28.
I'll go 20.
20, 28,
because
34.
Operating systems were small back then.
Yeah, right.
So,
I mean, we're
right.
perfect.
So, I'm pulling out, so I'm pulling out shrink wrap
1.44
floppies.
Meg on each of those things.
There's,
a meg goes a long way.
Five here. What is this? NT, yeah, five there. There's five there. Another five. Four. And five.
So 24.
Oh, nicely done.
So what was the guesses?
28.
You had 28.
Yeah, I had 28.
We split it.
You had 20. Oh, we split.
Oh, you split. So yeah, oh. Raymond and Casey get
five points each.
High five.
All right. Right. We beat Larry.
I was
I would have guessed higher for office.
Yeah. Windows 95, I think, was in the mid-30s. And I may have just... whatever.
All right.
Just like all of us, we're in our mid-30s.
Speak for yourself.
Permanently.
Yes.
Larry joined Microsoft when he was one. How many 5.25-inch discs?
Oh, I love that we had both.
Oh.
We gave you both.
Oh, boy.
And Bones Point says why we had both.
If somebody can do math quickly, we now know because
you can do the,
3.5s
are 1.44
meg and 5.5s are 1.2. So I don't know. I can't do math in my head.
I was going to say, we're nerds. We can't do math.
Yeah. Guess a number.
I only have 2 degrees in math. This is useless to me.
Just guess a number.
30.
35.
28.
30, 35, 28. The answer is?
Two.
Because it's recovery media.
And it's enough to get your 3.5-inch driver going.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
My God. It's like a class driver for your...
Because a lot of
systems
back then had the A drive was 5.25,
yep.
Which and would be your boot drive.
Then you loaded the storage drivers for the floppy and then transferred across to the floppy and continued on.
Trick question.
This is disk one, set up
well
disk
all right,
for
so
floppy
Larry was the closest with 28. So.
All right, Larry, 5 points
That's
for Larry.
I don't deserve that.
That works.
All right.
I like
some
that.
Of our younger viewers may not even have seen a 5.25-inch floppy
discs,
before.
We did look through the archives for some 8 inches, but we didn't really find anything we wanted.
Wait, well, I know that the ICEs are still there, and I'm pretty sure we don't have the hard drive, the floppies for them. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing interesting.
Thank you. I feel much better because I know that when I toured the archives with you, we found the in-circuit emulators for the 8088, and those things had 8-inch floppies. So,
But did they have digital audio?
How many CD-ROM discs?
Sort of technically, if you count the stepping motors on the floppy drives.
It must have had one CD.
How many CD-ROMs?
How many CDs?
Two. Yeah, one CD.
Did we even bother?
I'm not sure what year.
It's zero or one.
It's 94, and we would have, and it's two.
In hex or binary?
I say a half.
Half.
Because it is closest.
Okay.
he
does have math degrees. We have.
Yeah, he does. He has two math degrees.
Two math degrees.
So we've got half. We've got.
I said one.
I say two.
And two.
There you go.
The correct answer is two. Is one.
It's one.
Woo! One. Okay.
So 10 points for KC. That jumps her in the lead.
Just call me Gryffindor.
All right. I guess all of this was the same as these floppies, essentially.
Easily.
Yes.
Easily.
Yeah. Plus, maybe some videos like Buddy Holly or something.
NT Advanced Server.
NT was more serious. We weren't putting Weezer videos on this.
Not so much.
There should be a book in there as well.
There's tons of books.
Okay. Oh, there's books and there's some.
There is a fourth media type in the box. So we've done 3.5, 5.25, and CD-ROM.
Is it like a zip drive?
Fourth media type.
A jazz disc?
It's a really long paper tape.
We've never done a jazz disc at that point.
I didn't think we put a jazz disc.
Why would we have done a jazz disc? Would require that we license hardware from whoever it was who did this.
I like to make
iOmega, I believe.
iOmega.
iOmega.
Fourth media in 93.
Could someone guess what it is?
What other media were
I think we got them stuck.
I mean, like, Does, well, let's define the term media.
It'd be a blow-in card.
Magnetic media.
Electronic media?
Electronic media.
Okay, just
he
make
said
sure.
Magnetic media. Oh, wait, could there have been a 4mm dad in there?
Good try.
No.
No?
No.
No.
There is.
What is it?
A VHS tape. How to install it.
How do you install it?
How to install? Oh my God.
Still shrink wrapped.
That Man. Is better than
cannot guarantee whether
there's.
That
is better.
Wait, what is this? What is the label?
In the box.
It's the Windows NT Advanced Server Concepts and Planning. Copyright 1993, Microsoft Corporation.
See, the great thing is we got Jay Leno to do that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Right. We can get the Friends ones for that one.
You know what we've got to? We got to the end.
The end.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Is that it?
But did we get the scores out?
Did we get the scores out?
Well, Casey didn't get
who
her
got
10.
The, no, we
wait,
didn't.
Wait, we need to get Casey her 10.
Casey got the DVD one, the CD one.
So
Casey got 5 points for the CD.
No, she got 10.
She got 10 because she got it right on. Yeah.
She got it right on. So 47 points for Casey.
47. And that's it, right?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Well done, Casey.
Casey.
Well done, Casey.
I studied very hard. Answering one was very hard. I was tempted to put it in front of every product we have.
Yeah, that one puts you right over the top.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Congratulations, guys. Thank you for being part of Defrag Tools in the past and also in the future.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you enjoyed that. And yeah.
I'm going to go watch this video.
I actually want to go see that.
Totally. You have to find a player.
I have a VHS player in the back of my closet, but I don't know if my TV will accept it.
If you have an AV receiver, they usually have enough inputs that you can do it.
Yeah, I have to somehow convert it to HDMI signal.
I'm sure you can buy a USB-based VHS player off
it. I'm sure they exist, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for watching. That's our show. As always, if you have comments or questions, I don't know what you'd have. Well, I'm sure
be the one to take them over 10,000.
We didn't. Yeah, that's right. Put them in the show notes below or email us defragtools@microsoft.com. Thanks for watching.
See you next time, guys.
Yay.